So today class will be given by Her Grace Kalashuddha Mataji and we'll continue on the topic discussing glorifying Lord Jagannath Ashtakam, the Lord who does not blink his eyes. Mataji, thank you so much for your valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on this topic. I'll hand out the call to you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Mataji.
Hare Krishna. Very, very grateful to you for the opportunity. Thank you so much. Om Ajnanati Nirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Shakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Radhanatha Swami Niti Namine Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Srimate Jayapataka Swami Niti Namine Namo Acharya Padaya Nitai Kripa Pradayine Gaurakatha Dhamadaya Nagara Gramatarine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavade Paschatya Deshakarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare So we will continue on with the Sri Jagannath Ashtakam. We are on fifth verse today in the topic of the Lord of the Universe, Lord Jagannath, the Lord who does not blink. Text 5.
Ratharudho gachan pati milita bhudeva patalai Stuti pradurbhava Pratipadamupakarna sadaya Daya sindhur bandhu sakala jagatam sindhu sutaya Jagannatha swami nayana pathagami bhavatome
Translation. When Lord Jagannath moves along the road on his Rathayatra car, at every step, large assemblies of Brahmanas loudly chant prayers and sing songs for his pleasure. Hearing their hymns, Lord Jagannath becomes very favorably disposed toward them. He is the ocean of mercy and the true friend of all the world. May that Jagannath Swami, along with his eternal consort, Srimati Lakshmi Devi, who was born from the ocean of nectar, be the object of my vision. So this fifth verse describes the entire Jagannath Rathyatra. Like we all know, that Lord Jagannath is the only deity in the entire creation where the Moola deity, the Moola Vigraha, the main Archa Vigraha of the temple, is leaving the temple and coming out into the streets. Generally, we see that, you know, many temples have, you know, like procession, lots of processions happen. But the Moola Vigraha, or the main Archa Vigraha of the temple, never leaves the temple. It's always that there is a Utsav Murti, which is called the festival deity. The Utsav Murti is the one who actually leaves the temple for a procession like this. Never have we ever seen that the Mula Vigraha or the main Archa Vigraha leaving the temple. But Lord Jagannath, he is so merciful. And that is why his name is Jagannath. He is the Lord of the universe. And to manifest the supremacy of this name, Lord Jagannath, he actually comes out himself. He himself comes out into the streets of Jagannath Puri. And Lord Jagannath is huge. He is really, really big. And the pandas, when they carry him towards the rath, it's a huge procession. And there are hundreds of people actually carrying Lord Jagannath because, you know, he is very, very heavy. He's hugely heavy. And it is said that Lord Jagannath, in order to increase the love of his devotees, he makes himself more heavy during that time. And when the devotees are shouting, "Nay, Jagannath, we can't take it anymore. Please, please help, 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 help." Suddenly he becomes very light like feather. So this exchange happens with the devotees every time Jagannath comes out. And when Jagannath comes out, he actually is adorned with a very beautiful crown. You know, we might have seen in many pictures, there's a crown of Lord Jagannath which is actually made of thermocol. You know, it's very beautiful, just like how in Bengali traditional weddings, the bride and the groom, they are actually dressed in crowns made of thermocol, you know, because it is considered to be very auspicious. And also the reason behind making crowns made of thermocol is that thermocol is supposed to be super light. It is so, you know, feather light. So it is said, especially in connection to weddings, the reason why the bride and the groom are dressed in thermocol crowns is because they are now embarking on this journey together, which is supposed to be very heavy. You know, it's a heavy, burden of love. It is a heavy burden of responsibility, you know. So they are entering into this new relationship, which is really, really, you know, going to weigh down upon themselves. So in order to make the journey very smooth, they are actually adorned with this crown, which is made of thermocol, so that, you know, it is up to the individual persons, like the bride and the groom involved, that if they want, they can make any situation feather light, or if they want, they can make the situation very heavy also. The way they can make the situation feather light is by having proper understanding amongst each other, having good relationship amongst each other, when there is trust, when there is love. So any kind of situation, husband-wife will be remaining like, they will remain, you know, rock solid with each other. So, but if situations are different, if husband and wife are not cooperating with each other, then even small, small situations will become heavy. It will become very, very difficult to overcome. So that is the significance that, you know, every couple is taught at the time of marriage, according to a Bengali tradition. That's the reason why they wear thermocol turbans or crowns, is because make your situations, every situation, very, very light by the love and trust that you will have amongst yourselves like that. So similarly, when Jagannath comes out of his temple, the Pandas, they say, "Jagannath, you are as heavy as a mountain. We have no qualification to actually carry you. And you are embarking on this very difficult journey, where you're coming to meet with the people of the world. It is a huge responsibility on you." Because, you know, the reason the Pandas give is that they dote on Lord Jagannath, right? They love Jagannath so much. They say that when you were inside the temple, we are protecting you, but now you're going out into the streets. So you will be cast upon, the evil eye also will come upon you, O Jagannath. So it's a very, you know, dangerous path that you're going. So for that reason, and also for the reason that you are so heavy, we need to make you light. So in that mood, we are offering you this thermocol crown. Very, very beautifully decorated crown that Jagannath wears. It's like, it's almost as half the size of Jagannath. You know, it's really long in height, and it covers Jagannath's entire head. It's very, very long. And the way the Pandas bring Lord Jagannath out, is that he's not just carried. He is carried and brought out, you know, in a forward-backward motion. Forward and backward. Forward and backward. So we can have the visual that when Lord Jagannath comes out of the temple, he's coming out forward and going backward. Coming forward, going backward. And his crown almost comes like that in the front, and it goes back again, talk like that. So he sways and comes out. So the vision when Lord Jagannath comes out, it appears that the Lord is dancing and coming out like a peacock. You know, when we see peacocks, when the peacocks have their fully blown plumes, all their feathers bloomed out. When the peacock dances, you know, the way they dance is always a forward and a backward motion. That peacock's dance. They dance with their fully blown feathers, and they dance in a forward and backward motion. So when Lord Jagannath comes out of the altar of the temple of Shriji Mandir, he actually looks like a peacock, so happy, so ecstatic to be coming out into the streets. It's like the fun time for Lord Jagannath. He is so happy to be able to come amongst his loving devotees. So Lord Jagannath is coming out dancing like a peacock, beautifully swaying backward and forward, backward and forward. He's just swaying like that, swaying, swaying. He comes out. And as soon as he's on the chariot, he is placed on the chariot. He is actually, you know, his dress is changed. He wears the golden, you know, the Shuna Vesha, which is the golden Vesha of Lord Jagannath, you know, where he's decked with almost 100 kilos of gold ornaments. So very, very beautiful, beautiful darshan of Lord Jagannath. However, when Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra, when they are readied like this for the procession, to get ready for the procession, the Pandas come and dress, all three of them. They wear all these beautiful, you know, jewelry and flower ornaments. When they come out of the temple, they are in flower ornaments and this purple crown and all of this they are wearing. That time Lakshmi Devi, who is sitting right next to Lord Jagannath, she's saying, "Hey Jagannath, my Swami, where are you going?" And Jagannath is so super excited, he's saying to her, "Don't worry, my dear wife. See, I can't be away from you for too long. But you know, I am just going with my brother and sister just to go out into the street, and I'll come back tomorrow. I promise I'll be back tomorrow. Because I can't be away from you for more than one day. So I promise I'll come back tomorrow." So then Lakshmi Devi says, "Okay, but you'll not take me with you?" He said, no. You know, this time, let me go with my brother and sister, and next time, I'll take you. But this time, let me go. You know, I just want to have that brotherly and the, you know, my bonding with them. I want to make it a little strong. So, let me go out with them. So, Lakshmi Devi says, okay. I understand, you know, you also need to spend time with your brother and sister, but you'll come back tomorrow, no? You promise? So Jagannath says, I promise I'll be back tomorrow. And then Jagannath goes out in this way, dancing, swaying like a peacock. He comes out with his brother and sister. So Baladev is actually the first to leave the temple, then followed by Subhadra Devi. And then in the end, Jagannath comes out. So Jagannath comes out, and that is how the Ratha Yatra cart is also positioned. First person on the Ratha Yatra, the first Ratha, is of Lord Baladev. Baladev is the one who leads the procession because he's the elder brother. And, you know, so he is the one who's leading the procession. And Subhadra Devi, of course, is in the middle, that she's protected by both of her, you know, doting brothers. And Jagannath, he is so happy that he is out in the streets and he's interacting with all of his devotees. And everyone is going on the chariot and giving him a loving hug. Jagannath is mesmerized by seeing the love that his devotees feel for him. And those of us who have seen Rath Yatra in Puri, we can, you know, in one day the procession does not reach Gundicha temple. That is how much Lord Jagannath, you know, enjoys the procession. He just, you know, keeps coming and then he stops. He goes a little more, he then stops. The Rath Yatra doesn't keep going on and on and on, and it just doesn't reach in one day. Sometimes it takes 2 days, sometimes 3 days to reach Gundicha temple. So like this, Jagannath just enjoys his ride. Going from, it is explained that, you know, the Rath Yatra, the first time that Rath Yatra was done was by the gopis and Srimati Radharani. You know, when Srimati Radharani and the gopis, when they saw Krishna in Kurukshetra, when the residents of Dwarka, you know, all of the residents of Dwarka had come to Kurukshetra, and all the Brajbasis had also, you know, come to Kurukshetra to take a bath during the lunar eclipse. At that time, after doing all the festivities, Krishna met with the gopis of Vrindavan, and they met with Srimati Radharani. They all met together and they said, "Who is this?" Because Krishna was dressed as a king. And, you know, like in Dwarka, he was the king. So the gopis said, "We don't recognize you. Who are you? You know, our Kanha never dressed like this." So then Krishna immediately gave up his kingly attire. He removed his shoes because Krishna never wore shoes in Braj. Krishna gave up his beautiful, you know, silk embroidered, you know, nicely beautiful pearls were embroidered on Krishna's shoes. He just removed those. He removed his, you know, beautiful princely attire, kingly attire. He removed his big turban, and the gopis just adorned him with a very beautiful forest flower. They put forest, you know, flower, you know, little flower ornaments that they had made with their own lotus hands, and they are not, you know, adorned Krishna with those flower ornaments, and they put on a very beautiful flower crown for Krishna, and they put him on the chariot. So that is the reason also why that when Jagannath comes out of the main temple, he is actually dressed in these flower ornaments, in the same mood that when the gopis are taking him, you know, and putting him on the chariot, the gopis said, "This is not our Krishna. We need to change you to our Shyamasundara, that our Kanha dresses in forest flower garlands." You know, so like this, the gopis then seated Krishna on the chariot and were pulling him towards Vrindavan. And him to Gundicha temple represents Gundicha temple has the ambience of Vrindavan. You know, there are lots of monkeys there. There are lots of birds there. Very beautiful. The ambience till today is like, just like Vrindavan in Gundicha temple, because it signifies Vrindavan. So that is the mood with which the devotees are actually pulling the rath of Lord Jagannath, that we are taking you to Vrindavan from Dwarkapuri. So like this, so Krishna, and he comes and he is, you know, going towards the Gundicha temple. He is going there, and then for 7 days we know that Jagannath stays in Gundicha temple for 7 days, and the seventh day he back to main Mandir, the main Sri Mandir. So when they start their procession back, that is called Ultarath. Ultarath means the Ratha is actually facing the other way and they come to the... then what happens is, Lakshmi Devi, she is still sitting in Sri Mandir, waiting that my husband has promised me that he is going to come back. Where is he? One day goes by. Lakshmi Devi says, okay, chalo, I'll give him, you know, one more day. I know, husbands, their promises. So Lakshmi Devi was, so she said, okay, give him one more day. So like this, the second day went by, the third day went by, the fourth day went by. When the fourth day went by, Lakshmi Devi got furious. And she said, she was actually not just furious, but she was also anxious. That what happened to my Lord? I hope he is okay. You know, he promised me that one day he would come back. Now 4 days are over. Lakshmi Devi, she gathers her servants. Lakshmi Devi actually has a separate set of pandas who take care of her. Lakshmi Devi actually orders a very beautiful palanquin. The servants of Lakshmi Devi, they order a very, very beautiful palanquin for her. And Lakshmi Devi, with a beautiful lotus in her hand, in her left hand, she dresses herself up very beautifully because she's going to see, you know, where is her. So in order to meet with her husband, she's actually dressed, she dresses herself up very beautifully. And when she is, you know, that she climbs onto the palanquin and, you know, swaying the lotus, you know, twirling the lotus in her left hand, she is going towards Gundicha Temple. And when she goes towards Gundicha Temple, as soon as the palanquin, you know, stops in front of the Gundicha Temple, she actually peeks inside. When she takes a peek, she says, everything is fine. Jagannath is very nicely sitting and enjoying, you know, Maha Maharaj Bhog. He is taking more than Chappan Bhog now every day. He's forgotten all about me. Lakshmi Devi is extremely furious at this. And in fact, Lakshmi Devi is not even allowed entrance by Jagannath's panda. The Jagannath's, the pandas of Lord Jagannath, they don't even allow Lakshmi Devi to go inside and talk to Lord Jagannath. They stop her at the gate. So she, when she takes a peek, she sees Jagannath is, you know, nicely, you know, enjoying himself and completely forgotten about Lakshmi Devi. So she's super duper angry with her husband and she says, how did my husband forget me? And why did he forget me? It's the fifth day like this and fifth day he is without me. How he forgot me? So this fifth day when Lakshmi Devi comes out, this festival is called Hera Panchami. Hera means Lakshmi Devi is anxious to come out to see. Hera means to see. And Panchami is the fifth day. So on this fifth day, Lakshmi Devi is coming out to see what happened to my husband, my dear Lord Jagannath, where is he? And when she sees that this is what Jagannath is doing, along with his brother and sister, completely forgetting the existence of his wife, Lakshmi Devi is super angry. So in her anger, what does she do? She actually was not allowed, you know, entrance into the Gundicha temple. So the Rath Yatra chariots of Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra were parked outside the Gundicha temple. So Lakshmi Devi, she knows exactly which one is Jagannath's chariot. That is the Nandi Ghosh chariot. So she knows which is her husband's chariot. And then she immediately goes there and she starts breaking the chariot. She breaks it up, and they are all made of wood. She just literally, you know, damages the... out of her anger towards Lord Jagannath. And, you know, they come back. She comes back very, very hurt. She comes back to the temple. And till today, actually, this festival is observed. You know, Lakshmi Devi, you know, they bring a deity of Lakshmi Devi to this Gundicha temple. The Pandas, they close the gate. They don't allow Lakshmi Devi to come inside. Then the Pandas of Lakshmi Devi, they put a stick in her hand, in the deity's hand. And the Pandas also start breaking Lord Jagannath. And they break it and then they bring back Lakshmi Devi to the main Sri Mandir. She comes back with it. She comes back. Then Jagannath. And it is, you know, this is, they, you know, are fixing it, of course. It comes. And the Jagannath was eating a laddu, and the laddu got. He was here, and he looked at Baladev, and Baladev said, "Don't worry, we'll go after 2 more days. Let her get a little more pacified, then we'll go. Don't go right now. She will then do a little more pacified, then go. Wait for 2 days.
Mataji, you, Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Hare Krishna.
We breaking a lot.
Okay. Should I call back?
Yeah, maybe. Is it the same for everyone?
Yes,
yes, it's it breaks up a lot for me also.
Okay, let me call back.
Okay.
Hare Krishna.
This is good, Mataji. Thank you so much.
Okay, okay. So I'm so sorry this keeps happening all the time. I'm so sorry. Pardon me for that. So Lakshmi Devi, she comes back to the Sri Mandir, and Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, they actually start coming back on the 7th day, you know, when the Ulta Rath happens. So all three of them are coming back to, from Gundicha, they are coming back to the main Mandir, Sri Mandir. They come back. So when they come back, Lakshmi Devi is standing at the gate to welcome the brothers and sisters. She's standing there to welcome them. And when she's standing, when Balabhadra is the first one who comes. So she does very nice aarti to Baladev. She offers very beautiful garland to Baladev, and she offers nice drink to Baladev, refreshments, and then Baladev is welcomed inside the temple. Next comes Lady Subhadra. Even when Lady Subhadra comes, Lakshmi Devi greets and welcomes her sister-in-law very, very nicely. Lots of love. She is welcoming Subhadra Devi with lots and lots of love. She is showered with lot of jewelry, lot of gifts, lot of ornaments. And like this, Lakshmi Devi, as you know, elder sister-in-law, she welcomes Subhadra Devi also. So Subhadra Devi also comes inside the temple. So now both Baladev and Subhadra are inside the Sri Mandir. Jagannath is still outside. So when Jagannath is now carried by his Pandas, he is brought right in front of the main entrance to the temple. Lakshmi Devi orders her Pandas to close the main gate in front of the face of Lord Jagannath, out of her anger for Lord Jagannath. She shuts the main door and says that no, you are not allowed inside. That you have done so much cheating with me. You said you will go for one day and you're coming back on the seventh day. And when I came, you did not even allow me to see you. And like this was going on. So I am extremely upset. You will not be allowed to come inside. So Jagannath starts pleading and, you know, offering special gifts to Lakshmi Devi. He starts sending the gifts to Lakshmi Devi. He says that, yes, my dear wife, I know I have wronged you. I know I have done so much injustice to you. But see, look what I have brought for you. Beautiful silk saris I have brought for you. So Jagannath starts sending, you know, 8 saris first. Still doors don't open. Then he sends 16 saris. Still doors don't open. Then he keeps increasing the numbers. And once he offers 108 saris, then, you know, he says, okay, what else can I do? Then he starts offering jewelry to Lakshmi Devi to please her, to pacify her. And then when she receives all these gifts from Lord Jagannath, she is then, you know, Lord Jagannath finally, she still doesn't open the door. But then finally Lord Jagannath, he actually sends his own peacock feather, which is clad in a very beautiful red ruby ornament from his own head. And he offers that as a gift to Lakshmi Devi. And when she receives that gift, she is immediately pacified and she opens the door and she welcomes Lord Jagannath, her husband, back inside the temple. So this is a very, very beautiful pastime that is done even till today. You know, during this Rath Yatra time, these are the two special leelas that happen with Lakshmi Devi. On the fifth day is the Hera Panchami, when Lakshmi Devi goes from Sri Mandir to Gundicha Mandir and she does her work and comes back. And when on the last day of the Rath Yatra, the seventh day, when Jagannath comes back to the temple, this is how he pacifies his angry wife. And she ultimately gets pacified by receiving a special personalized gift from Lord Jagannath. So till today, you know, the Pandas have these loving exchanges. And, you know, and in fact, in Mayapur, one year when I was in Mayapur, it was a very, very sweet pastime. Actually, Jananivas Prabhu in Mayapur, he was dressed up as Lakshmi Devi. You can imagine, you know, Jananivas Prabhu was put on a very beautiful wig and his, you know, whole face was decorated like a woman. And Jananivas Prabhu wore, you know, one of the skirts of the gopis, the Mahaprasad skirts of the gopis, of the Ashtasakhis, and he was dressed just like Lakshmi Devi. And, you know, there was a lotus that was given to Jananivas Prabhu, and he started twirling it, you know, in his left hand, and he was seated on this palanquin, and he came as Lakshmi Devi, and he broke the chariot of Lord Jagannath, and they did this entire pastime of Hera Panchami during the Rath Yatra season in Mayapur. They did this with Jananivas Prabhu enacting as Lakshmi Devi. It was a beautiful vision to behold, you know, to see the most elegant Lakshmi Devi in the form of Jananivas Prabhu. It was really a feast to the eyes. So this verse, this fifth verse, is glorifying Lord Jagannath, his most merciful nature, his most compassionate nature, when he is seated on the Rath Yatra, when he is sitting on his Ratha, and when the Yatra begins, that is the most compassionate, you know, manifestation of the mood of Lord Jagannath. Because there's no other time that Lord Jagannath is more merciful than when he's seated on top of his ratha. Because without, literally, without any discrimination, Lord Jagannath is giving out his mercy. So it is said that when Lord Jagannath is seated on his ratha, and if anyone has ever pulled the ropes of the ratha while seeing the beautiful, compassionate form of Lord Jagannath on his chariot, it is said that when we are on our deathbed, that our entire life is going in front of our eyes like a movie reel, you know, like the reel of a movie is going around. And that particular scene, when we have pulled the chariot of Lord Jagannath, then the screen comes and freezes at that moment, so that while lying down on our deathbed, we can have darshan of the supremely compassionate form of Lord Jagannath. That is the glory of Rath Yatra. That is the mercy of Lord Jagannath. That is the level of compassion of Lord Jagannath. So that is why it is said in this fifth verse that Lord Jagannath is simply mesmerized by the chanting and, you know, the dancing of his devotees. When they are so lovingly doing all of this, Lord Jagannath is, you know, immensely, immensely happy. And he is an ocean of mercy, and he is a true friend of all the world. He, you know, that is what is said in this particular verse that we read today. And that's why even Lakshmi Devi is glorified here when it is talking about Rath Yatra, because she has a very, very important role to play in this entire Rath Yatra. So that's why I thought we could share and listen to this pastime. So we'll end here. We'll continue again from text 6 onwards next week. Shri Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi Ki Jai. Lakshmi Devi Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. If there's any questions, comments, or reflections, we can take that now. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Kanasada Mataji, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Mataji. Such a beautiful meditative class. I had a couple of questions, Mataji. The first question was kind of silly. What did they do before thermocol was available or produced?
Sorry, I couldn't catch that. Come again.
Oh, I asked, what did they do before thermocol was available?
Well, actually, thermocol was available. It's called a shola, you know. And it's that thermocol is actually the most widely available product, you know, especially, I mean, from time immemorial, actually. The shola is made with, I actually have no idea how it is made, but it has been available since time immemorial, actually. Because Lord Jagannath, from the very first time, he is actually wearing these kind of ornaments, you know, especially his crown, he has been wearing, which is made out of flowers and thermocol.
Very nice, Mataji. The peacock feather. So, what is it? So, there should be some particular reason why the peacock feather especially pleased Lakshmi Devi, right? So, is there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, because Lakshmi Devi wanted to say that it's not the saris or the ornaments that I want. That's not something that I really treasure. But I treasure you the most. So the peacock feather is none different from Lord Jagannath. You know, it's his own paraphernalia. So when he offered his own paraphernalia, rather than giving her all these other gifts for herself, that peacock feather was as if Lord Jagannath is offering himself to her. So that's why she accepted that, and, you know.
Very beautiful. Very nice, Mataji. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you for the very wonderful session. Very meditative. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dandavat Premam. Thank you so much for the beautiful class. So, Mataji, regarding the thermocol that used to be available before was much different than what it is today. If I'm not wrong, like what I have seen in my aunt's marriage and all, used to be much brownish and it looked more natural than the one that's available today. Is it so, Mataji?
Yeah, for sure. You know, of course, nowadays it's getting more synthesized and, you know, a lot of things like that. So yeah, you know, traditionally thermocol, what the material that is used for making even these crowns for the, you know, Bengali weddings, they are not really thermocol, but it's a material called shola. Shola in Orissa or in Bengali language means feather light. You know, it's a material which is feather light. So that's what it is, and I really don't have information anything beyond that, but it is that's what it is called, shola.
Thank you, Mataji. Mataji, I have one more question. So regarding, you have been speaking so much about Lakshmi and then with Jagannath, so do we put Lakshmi in our temple, in our altar, when there is Jagannath?
Well, there is no need to, you know, because you know, Srila Prabhupada never gave such a, you know, unless it is like, you know, specially instructed by Srila Prabhupada, we don't generally see Lakshmi Devi along with Lord Jagannath on the altar, except for the altar in Puri, you know. So, yeah, there is, but, you know, Lakshmi Devi is present in, you know, along with her husband anyways, but Srila Prabhupada never told us that we should have, you know, a form of Lakshmi Devi next to Lord Jagannath. No, that was never specified by Srila Prabhupada.
Okay, Mother. Thank you so much, Mother. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Kalasala Mataji. I just wanted to thank you. I just looked it up since you were talking about it. Shola is, it seems to be from a plant, so it's a very natural thing. Thank you so much for clarifying my doubt, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dandavat Pranam. Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Very, very beautiful class. Very nice to hear about Lord Jagannath. It's very wonderful and very nice to hear about the Jagannath Rath Yatra. Please pray for us so that we could able to see someday for Jagannath Rath Yatra, Mataji. It's really wonderful. It's like you took us to the Jagannath Rath Yatra, but we want to see physically also.
That is all. Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Very wonderful. This ecstasy you have spread out, spoken of. And I have one, I'm thinking, you know, Lakshmi Devi always resides on Lord's chest. So you don't need to lay it in a...
That's right.
Thank you, Mother.
Thank you for sharing that. Thank you.
And very wonderful discussion of Hira Panchami Shastra. Thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you, Mother. Thank you so much, Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Mataji, Koti Koti, Dhanvat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai, Shishi Jagannath Ashtakam Ki Jai, Shishi Jagannath Balram Subhadra Rani Ki Jai. Can you sing whatever you want to sing, Mataji?
Sure, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada and to your wonderful class. Mataji, I think I missed it or I have a question. So Lakshmi Devi, they travel to Gundichal Dham and over there she goes and breaks the chariot, right? So then how does Lord Jagannath come back?
No, I did mention it that they actually repair the chariot in a day. They repair it.
Okay.
And that is one other reason that Baladev says, because Jagannath is actually very eager to go back because he is really scared, you know, that his wife is angry and she came and broke his chariot and all that. So then Baladev says, well, let her get pacified. And he also says that how are you going to go back? Your chariot is broken. Give them a day to at least, you know, fix it. So it is said that, I'm really glad you asked this question, that it is said actually that the Rathyatra preparation, you know, building of the chariot, starts almost a month, minimum a month before Rathyatra starts, you know. So before 1 month before the preparations are started and they start building the Rathyatra, you know, the Ratha, they start building the chariots. And within 1 day, then they have to fix the repairs, you know, and fix and repair the chariot so that it is worthy of carrying Lord Jagannath again. So this is, you know, the Pandas actually, they pray to Lakshmi Devi. And they pray to Vishwakarma, and Vishwakarma is said to come and do a special, you know, treatment to the chariot that it is, again, you know. And she doesn't come and break it as if, you know, like just goes down to pieces, but she does, you know, good damage to the cart. So she doesn't really break it down to pieces, literally, but she does some damage, and that damage gets fixed in 1 or 2 days, and then that's how they come back.
Very, very interesting, actually. Yeah, the pastimes are just like like normal married couples, too.
That's true. So Jagannath, you know, that's why I was saying even last week that Lord Jagannath, he tries to relate each and every one of his activities to us as human beings. Just like each and every one of his actions actually are relatable. You can see that when we take too much bath, what happens to us? We catch a cold. We run high fever. That happens. So Jagannath, after Snanyatra for 15 days, he is actually sick. He is in high fever. And he stopped eating, you know, like he has stopped eating all his Rajbhog, everything. The only things that he's eating is, you know, he starts with medicine, which is like a kada that is given to him. Literally, I'm not making this up. Literally, kada is made for Jagannath, you know, by boiling all the spices together and ginger. All of this is given to Jagannath. And, you know, just like how, what do we eat when we get sick? So sorry. When we get sick, we eat nothing oily. We take this kada and we take, you know, like light soups and things like that. That is what Jagannath also takes during this time. For those 15 days that he's recovering, from the third day onwards, he starts taking boiled khichdi. So like this, just like how a sick person is nursed back to health, Jagannath is actually nursed back to health after Snanyatra. After the Snan Purnima day, Jagannath's temple is closed for 15 days. No one is allowed to take darshan. That is another reason why Jagannath says, okay, now after on the 15th day, now I'm completely fine. And I not only want people to come and see me, I want to go and see people. That's why he comes out in the procession. Because he is tired of being sick. You know, what do we do when after we are sick for so long, when we are restricted to the house? We want to go out for a breath of fresh air. Jagannath does exactly that. he comes out for a breath of fresh air. So each and every one of Jagannath's activities are relatable, you know, to all activities that we do. That's how he has made himself a part of our lives. That is the magnanimity of Lord Jagannath. So sorry, I'm really sick. So sorry. So yes, Lord Jagannath, he is extremely special, very, very special. And, you know, his leelas, you know, can be relatable even by a child. You know, even anybody can participate and relish in the pastimes of Lord Jagannath. He is so amazing. That is the beauty of Lord Jagannath's pastimes.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Hope you feel better. I think you also need some of the ginger solution. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you so much for wonderful class, Mataji. It's so sweet. I have a question. In this class, we discuss more about Lakshmi Devi. So I'm asking, in our tradition, we do puja like Lakshmi Devi Purata. In Shravan Mas, it comes in August and September, Mataji, in between. So we celebrate this for Saubhagyam, I mean for husband long leave or something. This festival we celebrate, but Prabhupada didn't give this festival to Mataji. Can we celebrate this? I mean, I do every year, but I, in front of Jagannath, I have Jagannath deities. So I put Lakshmi Devi picture in front of Jagannath and just I'll perform the puja, but I'm not clear whether we can celebrate this festival.
Well, thank you very much for asking this question. Well, yes, Srila Prabhupada did not, stress on us worshipping anybody other than Krishna. The simple reason being that when we worship Krishna, Srila Prabhupada gave the analogy, it's like pouring water at the root. So when we pour water at the root of the tree, we don't have to go and individually wash the flower. We don't have to individually pour water on the fruit or on the leaves. If we pour water on the root, then the entire tree gets nourished. So similarly, Prabhupada explained that if we are worshipping Krishna, then everybody gets nourished. Everybody is worshipped by simply worshipping Krishna. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada said that there is no need for us to worship anybody else. But at the same time, if we have certain sentiments that we have to worship, you know, like in your case, you're saying you're worshipping Lakshmi Devi. But if you are able to do it in the proper mood, that what is the position of Lakshmi Devi? That she is the wife of Narayan. She is the wife of Lord Jagannath. And yes, we are doing it for a mundane purpose of, you know, for the well-being of our husband and like that. Well, if it is for that, I mean, I'm sorry to say it's a mundane purpose, but, you know, it is for material benedictions, no? So therefore, there are certain things if we are doing, let us do it with the right mood. That right mood is what I feel that you are doing very nicely, that you're keeping Lakshmi Devi below Lord Jagannath and you're worshipping. There's nothing wrong with such worship. When you're worshipping the devatas, you're giving respect to the devatas in connection to Krishna, knowing well their position. The problem comes when we are worshipping the devatas on par or on the same level as Krishna. That is offensive. Even to us and even for the devatas. They don't like to be worshipped on the same level as their master. So as long as we know this philosophy, this concept, we know this, and if we are doing certain things as a ritual, there is nothing wrong. But at the same time, if we stop it also, there would be nothing wrong in doing that. But there's nothing wrong in following certain, you know, principles. Like, I know there are certain rituals that I also have to do as a daughter-in-law. From my in-law's side, there are certain rituals that they expect me to do as a daughter-in-law. So I follow those rituals, you know, certain festivals that they wish and like for me to do. But I do it with this ultimate purpose that knowing that Krishna is supreme and what is the position of each and every one of the other devatas. So if that concept is clear, then there is nothing wrong in doing and observing any festival. Does that answer your question?
Yes, Mataji. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Maybe Vrinda Gopala Mataji is waiting for your song, Mataji.
I don't know if I'll be able to sing today because I have a very bad voice. I'm not able to. So please forgive me today. Next time I will do double.
Sure, Mataji. Thank you.
Double, Mataji, next time.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
If nobody have any question, can we end this call? Paying obeisances to all the devotees, Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Har Krishna Kala Sudha Mataji Ki Jai.